Alimentazione in allattamento. Food tips dedicated to the lactating mother. Milk production is a process with a significant energy cost. The body copes with this part by drawing on reserves accumulating during pregnancy. Daily nutrition should be balanced in order to meet the increased need. General guidelines. In general, nutritional recommendations for a lactating mother, valid for all, are based on a balanced and varied intake of all nutrients. Organize the eating day into three main meals and two or three structured snacks. Never skip meals. Combine complex carbohydrates, animal and plant proteins, fibers, vitamins and minerals in each meal, all seasoned with a good quality oil. Eat 2 to 3 servings a day of fresh fruits and seasonal vegetables. Consume carbohydrates in the form of bread, pasta, potatoes, polenta, cereals in every meal. Take protein 4 to 5 times a week, alternating vegetable sources, legumes, with animal sources, fish, meat, eggs, cheese. Eat fish at least 2 to 3 times a week, preferring small blue fish, anchovies, sardines, mackerel, as they present a lower risk of contaminants such as mercury. Favor vegetable fats, extra virgin olive oil, over animal fats, butter, lard. Adjust portions. To adjust the diet, it is usually sufficient to increase the portions of the main meals and include a small additional snack, a pot of yogurt, a handful of nuts or seeds. The following are suggested daily increments for the first 6 months of exclusive breastfeeding. However, it is necessary to keep in mind that every mother has different needs and therefore specific supplementation needs. Plus 50 grams of pasta, rice, or other grains, or plus 60 grams of bread. Plus 30 grams of meat, or plus 50 grams of fish, or plus 50 grams of legumes. Plus 125 grams of whole yogurt, or plus 150 milliliters of milk. Plus 20 grams of dried fruit and an additional serving of fresh fruit. Source: Healthy Eating Guidelines and LEARN 2014. Varying is good. Breastfeeding influences taste learning in the infant. The more varied the mother's diet, the more varied the aromas and tastes of breast milk will be. There is no scientific evidence to eliminate food such as garlic, onion, spices, brassicacei, broccoli, cauliflower, etc. Expanding the flavors of milk will make it easier to approach solid foods when the time comes. Some foods excluded in pregnancy due to the risk of food toxic infection, for example cold cuts and raw meat, can be reintegrated into the diet. Hydration is important. What determines the amount of milk production is not the amount or type of fluids taken, but the baby's sucking. However, breastfeeding results in increased fluid loss. Adequate daily hydration, 2 to 3 liters, must therefore be ensured through water-rich foods and preferably unsweetened drinks. Supplementing nutrients. In pregnancy and during lactation, the human body increases the absorption and decreases the elimination of some nutrients. In cases of previous established deficiency and prolonged breastfeeding, it may be helpful to take vitamins C, B12, D, and other nutrients, iron, zinc, selenium. Physical activity. A healthy and active lifestyle helps the body and mood. Walking outdoors or exercising at home is recommended. You can participate in exercise classes or sports activities for new mothers. Stimulating lactation. There are many products on the market that promise to increase milk secretion. In fact, the mother's rest and serenity and regular breastfeeding, according to the infant's demands, are the elements that stimulate lactation more than any other. Specific needs. In some cases, it is advisable to consult your doctor or an experienced dietitian to customize your diet. For example, if you were overweight or obese in the pre-pregnancy stage, or if you are a young adolescent mom who is breastfeeding, or even in the case of a twin pregnancy, or if you are a vegetarian or vegan. Habits to avoid. While diet can positively change the composition of milk, it is equally true that some choices can have a negative impact and therefore should be avoided. Caffeine and theine can cause irritability in the infant, so it is advisable to limit coffee intake to a maximum of 2 to 3 cups per day. In addition to coffee, the intake of other stimulating drinks such as tea, cola or chocolate drinks, and energy drinks should also be limited. Smoking should be avoided altogether. Nicotine reduces the volume of milk produced, inhibits its release, can cause irritability and reduction in infant weight. Avoid alcoholic beverages in any form. Alcohol has a high capacity to pass into milk with negative repercussions on the amount of milk produced and, according to some studies, also on the cognitive development of children at 6-7 years of age. In the case of alcohol intake, it is important to wait at least 3 to 4 hours before breastfeeding. The document was drafted by a multiprofessional team from the operational unit and the public relations office, updated April 2023.